Love needs happiness and sharing with others to grow. Think about adding a spoonful of salt to a glass of water, it makes the water undrinkable. But the same amount of salt in a river doesn't change it much at all. This is similar to how love works. If our hearts are small, even minor issues with others can upset us. However, when we open our hearts, we become better at showing understanding and kindness. To make our hearts bigger, we need to nourish love with happiness. Happiness isn't about getting things but about being fully present. For example, if you focus on each step while walking and let go of your destination, you start to notice the simple beauties around you, like a blooming flower. Sharing this mindfulness with others, such as by pointing out joyful details during a walk with a worried friend, can spread both happiness and love. To grasp love's essence, you must identify its four key traits. When we think of love, many people imagine an ideal partner who's good-looking and successful. But true love isn't about what you can get from someone. It's about understanding their struggles and caring about their well-being. True love is easy to recognize and feels both comforting and refreshing. It brings you a sense of freedom, peace, and real happiness. If you're wondering if you're in love, ask yourself if you feel genuine joy. If not, it might not be true love. Respect is also key in true love. In some Asian cultures, couples treat each other with the same respect they would show a guest. This helps maintain strong relationships. Over time, true love grows and starts to include care for all living things, not just one person. True love has four main qualities. Loving-kindness, making others happy through mindful actions. Compassion, understanding and sharing in others' suffering. Joy, feeling deep happiness and spreading it to others. Equanimity, connecting with others so closely that their pain feels like your own. Love needs mutual trust and self-respect. Love is more than just a feeling, it's built on trust and respect. However, true love begins with how you view yourself. To love someone else, you first need to respect and trust your goodness and compassion. This form of self-love comes from accepting yourself as you are, which creates a sense of inner peace. We often criticize ourselves and others instead of recognizing that, like unique flowers in a field, we all have our beauty. It's important to recognize this uniqueness and help others, especially young people, do the same. Once you develop self-trust and respect, you can extend these qualities to your partner. Love cannot thrive without trust. If trust is missing, real love becomes impossible. Trust and respect must be shown through actions, not just thoughts. A story highlights this. A woman at his retreat felt unloved and unappreciated. Her husband took the advice to express what he loved and respected about her, and this simple act brought immediate joy to their relationship. Spiritual practice teaches love and builds true intimacy. When thinking of true love in history, names like Jesus, Gandhi, the Dalai Lama, and Mother Teresa come to mind. Although spirituality and religion might not be very popular now, many of these figures were deeply spiritual. This isn't by chance, spiritual practices can teach us how to love better. It's not about following rules without question, but about using these practices to improve our happiness and make positive changes in our lives. Essentially, spiritual practices help us stay calm and handle life's challenges more effectively. We are not just physical beings, we also have a spiritual side. Balancing these two aspects through meditation and mindfulness helps us better understand our emotions. Spiritual practices aim to connect with our true feelings, which makes it easier to empathize with others' suffering and form genuine love. Building intimacy involves deep listening, where you fully focus on understanding someone, and physical closeness, like sex, which becomes more meaningful when combined with emotional and spiritual connection. For this to be effective, both partners need to be mindful and loving. Sex alone doesn't create true intimacy, use it wisely. Sex and intimacy are often confused, with phrases like "we were intimate" suggesting they're the same, but they're not. Sex by itself doesn't create true intimacy. While sex can be enjoyable, it lacks depth without love, and sexual desire can easily be mistaken for real emotional connection. This confusion can result in a disconnect between physical satisfaction and emotional fulfillment. Many people use sex to cope with loneliness, but physical contact alone doesn't solve the problem. Genuine intimacy involves sharing dreams, goals, and deep emotional bonds, which is the real cure for loneliness. Sex can be deeply intimate, but it requires thoughtful practice. Saying no when you're not in the mood is crucial for maintaining mindfulness and staying true to your needs. Agreeing to sex just to avoid discomfort or please your partner isn't honest and doesn't reflect genuine affection. True intimacy comes from aligning your desires with your partner's, but sometimes you may not be on the same page. In such cases, you can redirect your sexual energy into other activities, much like celibate monks who channel their desires into pursuits like gardening or meditation. Partners should share goals and communicate kindly. Maintaining a loving relationship can be tough, and it's even harder if you're with someone who doesn't share your values and life goals. Having similar aspirations is essential for a strong bond, as it allows you to work together smoothly. Discussing what matters most to each of you helps in this process. For instance, if a couple both values spiritual growth, they might meditate together or enhance their community's kindness, which can draw others to their shared vision. Ultimately, clear communication is crucial for ensuring you and your partner stay on the same page. In relationships, avoid assuming you know what your partner thinks or needs. Instead, focus on listening. Ask them directly about their wants or what would make them happy, and ensure you understand their response. When conflicts arise, pause and take a deep breath before speaking, avoiding blame. Instead, offer constructive and loving input. Listening to your partner's perspective without interrupting is crucial for resolving disagreements. Even if you believe you're right, consider their views before presenting your own. Love means being mindful and taking on a healing role. Mindfulness isn't just for activities like walking or eating, it can also transform how we experience love. True love means being mindful of the depth of our feelings, not just casually saying we love something like cheeseburgers. It involves appreciating everything about someone, both their good qualities and their flaws, without quick judgments. Instead of rejecting the difficult parts of a person, a mindful lover supports and helps them grow, making the relationship more genuine and caring. To understand compassion, let's look at the Sanskrit term karuna, which means the ability to suffer with someone else but also involves actively working to ease their suffering. For example, a doctor must not only empathize with your pain from appendicitis but also take action to remove the appendix and cure you. In relationships, love is similar to medicine. It's about understanding and helping heal your partner's pain. Both partners should be willing to help each other and ask for support when needed, even if the pain is caused by each other, to achieve mutual healing. Reevaluate your assumptions and focus on these key insights. Having a wise elf on your shoulder to help you choose the right words during arguments. Here are three key sentences to remember in tough times. Share your feelings, let your partner know when you're angry and how it's affecting you. If talking is hard, you can write a letter instead. Show your commitment, tell your partner that you care about the relationship and are doing your best to be loving. Only say this if it's true, and try to stay calm. Ask for help, request your partner's help in solving the problem. Having a plan for managing your relationship is useful, but it's not enough on its own. True love requires an open mind and a willingness to question your assumptions. Just like seeing a sunset doesn't show the sun's current position but where it was 8 minutes ago, our perceptions can be misleading. It's crucial to stay humble and question what we think we know. Often, we feel hurt by things we think our partner did deliberately, but a closer look might reveal they were dealing with their struggles rather than trying to hurt us. Key points. 1. Love grows through happiness and sharing with others. 2. A big heart helps us understand and care for others better. 3. True love is about understanding, respect, and deep happiness. 4. Love starts with self-respect and trust before we can share it with others. 5. Spiritual practices help us love deeply and connect emotionally. 6. Intimacy requires both emotional connection and mutual understanding, not just physical closeness. 7. Mindful love heals and helps both partners grow together.